Have you ever caught yourself staring at a stranger's face, trying to decipher what they're really thinking, or wondered why someone's smile doesn't quite reach their eyes? Paul Ekman and Wallace Friesen's groundbreaking work, Unmasking the Face, reveals the hidden language written across our faces, a universal code that transcends cultural boundaries. After spending years studying facial expressions in remote New Guinea tribes and across five continents, Ekman discovered that humans everywhere express emotions through identical facial patterns. This revelation transformed our understanding of human communication and launched Ekman to fame as the inspiration behind the hit TV show Lie to Me. Beyond entertainment, his work has revolutionized fields from psychology to national security, with the FBI, CIA, and TSA all implementing his techniques for detecting deception through facial leakage. Whether you're trying to read a poker opponent, understand a spouse's unspoken feelings, or simply navigate the complex world of human interaction, mastering the language of facial expressions offers a superpower few possess, but everyone can learn. The face is humanity's most sophisticated communication system, capable of producing over 10,000 distinct expressions. Unlike body language, which varies significantly across cultures, facial expressions of basic emotions like happiness, sadness, fear, anger, disgust, and surprise follow identical patterns worldwide. This universality was proven through groundbreaking research with visually isolated New Guinea tribes who had never seen movies or television. When shown photographs of emotional expressions or asked to show how they would look if they were afraid, angry, or sad, these isolated people produced and recognized the same facial configurations as people from industrialized nations. What makes facial expressions so powerful is their specificity. While body movements might indicate general emotional arousal, only the face precisely identifies which emotion someone is experiencing. The face transmits information through three distinct channels: static signals, permanent features like bone structure, slow signals, wrinkles that develop over time, and rapid signals, the momentary muscle movements that create expressions. Only these rapid signals convey emotional information. Despite their importance, most of us receive no formal training in reading facial expressions. Our knowledge develops haphazardly through childhood experiences. Which family members were expressive or guarded, which emotions were commonly displayed or suppressed, and what cultural rules we learned about observing others. As adults, we interpret faces automatically through habits established long ago, often missing crucial information or misinterpreting what we see. The face's communicative power is further complicated by its multi-signal, multi-message nature. Beyond emotions, faces display moods, longer-lasting feeling states, emblems, culture-specific signals like raised eyebrows for questioning, and conversational punctuators, facial movements that accent speech. Learning to distinguish these different types of facial signals is essential for accurate emotional reading. Despite our reliance on facial expressions for emotional understanding, most people miss critical information the face provides. Three major factors contribute to this problem. We don't watch faces enough, we're overwhelmed by competing information channels, and facial expressions can be deliberately controlled. Expressions are typically brief, lasting only seconds, with some micro-expressions flashing for just fractions of a second. These quick signals often reveal concealed emotions. Despite their importance, we spend surprisingly little time looking at others' faces during conversation. People typically position themselves at angles rather than face to face and make only intermittent eye contact. This avoidance happens for multiple reasons: social politeness, not wanting to stare, avoiding embarrassment, and most significantly, not wanting to be burdened with knowledge of others' emotions that might require a response. The face also competes with numerous other information sources during conversation. We gather information from three auditory channels, words, voice tone, speech patterns, and four visual channels, face, head movements, body posture, limb movements. Words command more attention because they always reach us, while facial expressions require deliberate visual focus. This competition makes it easy to miss crucial emotional information displayed on the face. Perhaps most challenging is that facial expressions can be deliberately controlled. People manage their expressions through qualification, adding elements like a smile to a fearful expression, modulation, adjusting intensity, interruption, showing only traces, or complete inhibition. We also simulate emotions we don't feel. This control happens for various reasons: cultural display rules, like men shouldn't cry, personal family-specific rules, vocational requirements, or momentary advantage, hiding guilt. The challenge in understanding facial expressions is distinguishing genuine from controlled displays. Surprise is the shortest-lived emotion in the human emotional repertoire, characterized by sudden onset and equally rapid disappearance, typically lasting only a few seconds at most. It's triggered exclusively by unexpected events. Anything can be surprising if unanticipated, whether sensory experiences like a sudden loud noise, ideas, an unexpected solution to a problem, comments, an unforeseen revelation, or even our own thoughts, a sudden realization. Because surprise is so fleeting, it typically transitions quickly into another emotion based on how we evaluate the unexpected event. Happiness for pleasant surprises, finding money in an old coat; disgust for noxious ones, discovering spoiled food; fear for threatening situations, an unexpected presence in a dark room; or anger for provocative ones, discovering a betrayal. The surprise expression has distinctive appearances in three facial areas, each serving specific communicative functions. The eyebrows are raised, curved, and high, stretching the skin below and creating horizontal forehead wrinkles, though these aren't visible in children or some adults with particularly elastic skin. The eyes open wide with relaxed lower lids and raised upper lids, revealing white sclera above the iris, an adaptation that may have evolved to enhance peripheral vision in response to unexpected stimuli. The jaw drops open, causing lips and teeth to part in a relaxed manner, creating the characteristic O shape associated with surprise. The intensity of surprise is primarily indicated by how widely the jaw drops, ranging from slight parting to complete opening. What makes surprise particularly interesting is that it can appear in partial forms, each conveying slightly different meanings and social signals. Brow-only surprise, raised eyebrows without other features, conveys questioning or doubt, often seen during conversations when someone is skeptical. Eyes and mouth surprise, without brow movement, suggests astonishment or intense focus on unexpected information. Brow and mouth surprise, without eye widening, appears dazed or confused, common in response to complex or overwhelming information. Brief eyebrow raises can function as greetings or conversational punctuators rather than genuine emotional expressions, serving as social signals in human interaction. Surprise frequently blends with other emotions, particularly fear, since fearful events are often unexpected. These blends create subtle variations in emotional messaging that can be difficult to interpret without understanding the component parts of each expression. For instance, surprise-fear combinations might show raised eyebrows with a horizontal stretch of the lips, while surprise-joy blends often maintain the raised eyebrows but incorporate elements of smiling. Cultural differences can also influence how surprise is expressed and interpreted, with some societies showing more restrained versions of these expressions while maintaining the core features. The evolutionary purpose of surprise appears to be momentarily interrupting ongoing cognitive processes to redirect attention to potentially important new information, making it a crucial emotion for learning and survival. This explains why the expression involves widening sensory inputs, eyes and mouth, while simultaneously preparing the body for rapid response. Fear differs fundamentally from surprise in three crucial ways. First, fear is inherently unpleasant, while surprise is neutral. Terror, the extreme form of fear, may be the most traumatic emotion, causing physical changes like pale skin, sweating, rapid breathing, pounding heart, queasy stomach, and trembling. Second, fear can occur with familiar situations. You can fear the dentist or public speaking even after multiple experiences, while surprise requires novelty. Third, fear varies in duration, while surprise is always brief. Fear can develop gradually, like growing apprehension at strange noises in an empty house, and can persist even after danger passes. The fear expression has distinctive appearances in all three facial areas. The eyebrows are raised and drawn together, creating horizontal wrinkles that don't extend fully across the forehead like in surprise. The fear eyes feature a raised upper eyelid exposing white above the iris, similar to surprise, but with a tense, raised lower eyelid that may partially cover the iris, unlike surprise's relaxed lower lid. The fear mouth opens with tense lips that may be drawn back tightly, appearing in two forms. One similar to the surprise mouth, but with tension in the upper lip and corners slightly drawn back, and another with lips stretched tightly with corners pulled back. Fear intensity shows primarily through increased eye tension and progressive stretching of the mouth. The face can display partial fear expressions. Brow and eyes without mouth involvement suggests apprehension. Eyes and mouth without brow creates a frozen, horrified look. Fear commonly blends with surprise, as fearful events are often unexpected, with various combinations of fear and surprise elements creating subtle variations in emotional messaging. People differ dramatically in their relationship with fear. Some enjoy fear as a challenge or thrill, deliberately seeking frightening experiences like horror movies or extreme sports. Others find fear so overwhelming they structure their lives to avoid it entirely, sometimes developing phobias that significantly restrict their activities. Disgust is fundamentally a feeling of aversion, whether to tastes, smells, touches, sights, or even ideas. What disgusts us varies significantly across cultures and individuals, from food taboos like eating insects, repulsive in Western cultures but common elsewhere, to social behaviors deemed morally offensive. The response typically involves getting rid of and getting away from impulses, ranging from mild dislike to extreme nausea and vomiting. Disgust can be triggered by offensive foods, spoiled meat, unfamiliar dishes, noxious smells, rotting organic matter, disturbing sights, severe injuries, bodily fluids, or morally repugnant actions and philosophies, betrayal, exploitation, cruelty. The most important disgust signals appear in the mouth, nose, lower eyelids, and eyebrow, forming a distinctive facial expression that's universally recognized across cultures. Key features include raised upper lip, changing nose tip appearance, nose wrinkling, creating horizontal lines across the bridge, raised or lowered lower lip, raised cheeks, creating pronounced lines below narrowed eyes, and typically lowered eyebrows. Disgust expressions vary from subtle to extreme, with the most intense versions showing tongue protrusion, a primal response linked to food rejection. These expressions are so hardwired that even blind individuals display them, suggesting their evolutionary importance. Contempt, a variation of disgust directed at people rather than objects or actions, shows as a unilateral expression with lip corner tightened and raised on one side of the face. This asymmetrical expression, sometimes called the contempt smile, is one of the most reliable predictors of relationship breakdown in married couples, according to subsequent research by Ekman and colleagues. When observed frequently during marital conflicts, it predicts divorce with over 90% accuracy, highlighting its power as a social signal. Disgust frequently blends with other emotions, creating complex emotional displays. When combined with surprise, it can create either emphasized disgust, as in discovering something unexpectedly revolting, or disbelief, skepticism expressions. Blended with fear, it conveys dread of something disgusting, often seen in phobic responses. Most commonly, disgust combines with anger, particularly in moral situations, producing expressions of indignation or outrage. These blends combine facial elements from each emotion, sometimes creating entirely new emotional messages rather than simple combinations. The disgust response is among our most primitive emotions, likely evolving as a protective mechanism against contamination and disease. This explains why disgust triggers are often linked to potential sources of infection or illness. Its extension to moral disgust, feeling repulsed by unethical behavior, suggests how our basic emotional systems have been adapted to regulate social behavior and enforce cultural norms. Research shows that physical and moral disgust activate similar brain regions, suggesting a deep connection between our physical and social survival mechanisms. Anger is our most dangerous emotion, the one most likely to cause deliberate harm to others. When angry, we risk losing control, explaining regrettable actions with, "I was furious." Children learn different anger rules by gender, with boys often allowed to express anger toward peers, while girls may be taught to suppress it entirely. Adults become known by their anger management styles: slow burner, explosive, or cool. Anger displays distinctive changes across all three facial areas. The eyebrows are lowered and drawn together, creating vertical wrinkles between them. The eyelids tense, giving the eyes a hard, penetrating stare. The lips either press tightly together or part in a square shape for shouting. Unlike other emotions that can be clearly conveyed in just two facial areas, anger requires signals in all three facial areas: brows/forehead, eyes/lids, and mouth, to be unambiguous. When anger shows in only one or two areas, the expression becomes ambiguous, possibly indicating slight anger, controlled anger, physical exertion, or concentration. This ambiguity can be reduced by context, voice tone, body language, or familiarity with the person's expression patterns. Anger arises through various routes: frustration from interference with goals, especially if perceived as arbitrary or unfair; physical threats, though overwhelming threats typically produce fear instead; psychological hurt from someone you care about; violations of moral values, unmet expectations, or as reciprocation to another's anger. The experience includes physiological changes: increased blood pressure, reddened face, tense muscles, and forward posture. People differ dramatically in anger's intensity, from irritation to rage, onset speed, gradual or explosive, and duration. Anger can blend with any emotion, and some even find pleasure in angry exchanges. Others fear their anger, becoming upset if they ever feel or express it. These individual differences in anger experience and expression often create conflict in relationships, as people with different anger styles struggle to understand each other's emotional responses. Happiness is the emotion most people want to experience, a positive feeling that contrasts with negative emotions like fear, anger, disgust, and sadness. The non-laughing happy expression is remarkably easy to recognize across cultures. The distinctive appearance involves the eyelids and lower face, while the brow/forehead isn't necessarily involved. The corners of the lips are drawn back and slightly up, forming either a closed-lip smile, a grin with parted lips but closed teeth, or a wide grin with open mouth. Nasolabial folds run from the nose down beyond the lip corners. The cheeks become raised, pushing up the skin below the lower eyelid and forming lines. Crow's feet wrinkles appear at the outer corners of the eyes. To understand happiness fully, we must distinguish it from two related states: pleasure and excitement. Pleasure refers specifically to positive physical sensations, the opposite of pain. While pleasurable sensations often trigger happiness, happiness can occur without them. Similarly, excitement, the opposite of boredom, often accompanies happiness but represents a distinct state that can also blend with other emotions like fear or anger. There are multiple routes to happiness. Pleasure happiness comes through positive physical sensations. Excitement happiness arises from arousing, novel experiences that capture interest. Relief happiness occurs when pain, discomfort, or negative emotions end. Self-concept enhancement happens when something affirms a favorable view of yourself, like receiving praise or friendship. Some people primarily organize their lives around one particular type of happiness, seeking pleasure, excitement, relief, or validation. Happiness often blends with other emotions. In surprise happiness blends, the mouth shows both dropped open surprise and drawn back smile corners. Happy contempt blends produce smug, scornful expressions. Happiness-anger blends can occur when someone enjoys their anger or triumph. Fear-happiness combinations might appear when someone grins and bears something frightening, or genuinely feels both emotions simultaneously, as on a roller coaster. Sadness is a muted form of suffering where you silently endure distress rather than crying aloud. It's typically triggered by losses, death or rejection by loved ones, missed opportunities, health problems, or bodily harm. Unlike other emotions, sadness rarely passes quickly, usually lasting minutes, hours, or even days. Darwin describes sadness as a passive state where people no longer wish for action but remain motionless, with languid circulation, pale face, flaccid muscles, drooping eyelids, and a downward hanging head. The body seems to surrender to gravity as lips, cheeks, and jaw sink downward. The facial expression of sadness has distinctive characteristics in three facial areas. The inner corners of the eyebrows are raised and may be drawn together, creating a triangular shape above the eyes. The inner corner of the upper eyelid is drawn up, and the lower eyelid may appear raised. The corners of the lips are drawn down, or the lips may appear to tremble. Sadness often follows distress when coping actions fail or distress is prolonged. While distress involves loud, active protest against loss, sadness represents resignation. In grief, there's typically a cycling between distress, disbelief, and sadness. Social conventions often dictate expression patterns. Men are expected to limit themselves to sadness or anger rather than showing distress, while women may show distress but are discouraged from showing anger. Sadness frequently blends with other emotions to create complex expressions. When sadness, in the brow eyelids, blends with fear, in the mouth, it might express distress about impending pain or new dangers following a loss. Sadness-anger blends appear in two forms, either sadness in the mouth with anger in the brow or eyes, creating a sulky, pouting anger, or sadness in the brow's eyes with anger in the mouth, often an attempt to mask sadness with determination. Sadness also blends with disgust when feeling sad about a loss while being disgusted by its cause, and with happiness, creating bittersweet expressions. People trust facial expressions more than words when judging truthfulness. While most have experienced detecting lies through facial cues, nearly everyone has also been deceived by false expressions. From childhood, we're taught to control our faces, both suppressing unwanted expressions, "Don't you look angry at me," and displaying false ones, "Smile at that nice man." By adulthood, most have mastered facial management to meet social demands, controlling facial messages as carefully as verbal ones. People control facial expressions through display rules learned early in life. These rules vary by culture, gender, and situation. Middle-class American men shouldn't show fear publicly, while women shouldn't show anger. Some rules are situation-specific. Brides may cry at weddings, but grooms shouldn't. Or require intensity adjustments. At funerals, mourners adjust grief expressions based on their relationship to the deceased. People manage facial expressions through three main techniques. Qualifying adds a second expression as commentary on the first, like adding disgust after showing fear at the dentist. Smiles frequently qualify negative emotions, indicating limits or control. "I'm angry, but won't go too far." Modulating adjusts expression intensity up or down by varying facial areas involved, expression duration, or muscle movement strength. Falsifying involves completely changing the emotional message through simulation, showing nothing when you have none, neutralization, showing nothing when you feel something, or masking, covering a felt emotion with an unfelt one. Four aspects of facial expression can reveal management: morphology, facial configuration, timing, how expressions appear and disappear, location in conversation, and microfacial expressions. The lower face, particularly the mouth and lips, is where most people focus their management efforts, making the eyes and brows more reliable indicators of true feelings. Micro-expressions, lasting just a fraction of a second, often reveal emotions being concealed when someone begins expressing a genuine emotion but quickly interrupts it. Though most people don't consciously notice micro-expressions, everyone with good vision can see them with practice. While reading others' facial expressions is valuable, understanding your own facial style is equally important. Though emotional expressions follow universal blueprints, individual variations occur through static facial signals, physical features, personal emotional triggers, and deeply ingrained personal display rules learned in childhood. These factors create characteristic styles of facial expression that may operate in specific situations or as general patterns. 8 distinct facial expression styles exist. Withholders rarely show emotions facially, while revealers constantly display feelings on their faces. Unwitting expressors show specific emotions without realizing it. Blanked expressors believe they're showing emotion when their face appears neutral. Substitute expressors unknowingly display one emotion while feeling another. Frozen affect expressors always show traces of a particular emotion even when feeling neutral. Ever-ready expressors respond initially to almost any situation with one characteristic emotion. Flooded affect expressors continuously display one or two emotions, coloring all other feelings with these dominant expressions. To discover your facial expression style, you can follow a 3-phase process: taking photographs of yourself expressing different emotions, having others judge what emotions they see in these photos, and practicing with a mirror to understand how your facial expressions feel and appear. This self-awareness process can reveal whether you're effectively communicating your emotions or if your expressions are creating misunderstandings. Understanding your facial expression style offers profound benefits. It can help explain why others might consistently misinterpret your feelings or react to emotions you didn't realize you were displaying. It might reveal emotions you struggle to express effectively or tendencies to mask certain feelings with others. Most importantly, greater facial awareness inherently enriches emotional experience, helping you recognize and articulate feelings you might previously have missed or misunderstood. The face truly is a window to our emotional lives, one that can be studied, understood, and even managed with greater awareness. By mastering this universal language of emotion, we gain not just insight into others, but a deeper understanding of ourselves.